Teaching of Writing at The Ohio State University. This is Writer's Talk. I'm Chris Swan. Today we're joined by Marcia Schoenberg from Lexington, Ohio. She is a graduate of Ohio State, so we're glad to have you
Thank you. Back here.
She's an author of several travel books, nonfiction, and children's books, and kind of is the resident expert on Ohio, as we can see by your gear, the Buckeye Lady,
yes, I am the Buckeye as they say.
So thanks for coming by today.
Thank you for inviting me, Chris.
So you brought several books with you today. I'd like to find out a little bit about the Ohio Reader to start with.
The Ohio Reader is a little bit like an old McGuffey reader, which was also an Ohio author. And this book has stories and riddles and rhymes for younger readers. And then it has some short chapter stories and poems for older children. So it's really kind of across the board. It was a lot of fun for me to write it because I had a chance to put in a few personal stories. One thing that I don't think anybody knows except the students that I visit in the schools, there's one poem back here. It's a little nature poem about Ohio. It's about apples and apple trees. And I very spontaneously wrote this poem, but it was a true poem. It starts out by saying, "When I was little, my parents planted three tiny apple trees, one for my brother, one for my sister, and one to honor me. But the real story is, I was the mother, and I had three children, and we planted three little apple trees in a row in our backyard." So when I finished writing this poem, I told my editor about it. And she said, "Well, why don't you send me some pictures of your children when they were little, and we'll see what the illustrator can do." So these little children that are illustrated in the book are really resemblances of our three children. And those apple trees grew to be great big trees before you could even blink an eye, it seemed. So that was just, that's one little personal tidbit about this book, but it's really delightfully illustrated, and I have a lot of fun using the little riddles with younger children, and I love to do research, so there were a lot of opportunities for some Ohio research with this book.
Great. Now, you write a lot for children's books, and
right.
Would you say that that's more difficult to do than writing for an older audience, or is it different? What do you think about that?
Well, obviously, it's different. I feel that it is much more difficult, and not to say that fiction isn't important, and that I love fiction, but writing nonfiction for children shares a responsibility. The kids that read my books obviously believe in what they're reading. So I think it's a commitment that I have to be accurate, to use the right words, to provide the right innuendos for whatever. The words are very, very important when you're writing for children because you want them to understand what you meant and not something else. And you need, it's a real commitment toward accuracy because they believe this. It's not like reading a novel or something that an adult might be a little more worldly about and be able to decipher for themselves. So in that way, yes, I think that it's a big responsibility to be a children's author. I take it.
Right. And one of the methods that you use is this sort of alphabet idea, which I find to be very interesting. So you have two books that follow that format.
Right, right.
One is I for Idea, which you have, and B is for Buckeye.
B is for Buckeye. B is for Buckeye was the first one. And now these books have become a national collection.
That's great.
There's one for every state. But when I did this book, when I did B is for Buckeye, it was the second book. We didn't even know it was going to be a series. The publisher is from Michigan, and they came out with the Mitten book. Well, from the get-go, I was positive I could write a better book about Ohio than they could about Michigan. So I kind of put that to the test. And this book is about iconic places and people and things that you will find in Ohio. It's also written kind of across the grade level because there are little rhymes for younger children, and then there are sidebars. I love sidebars in all my writing, and it gives the opportunity for older children to learn a lot more information about whatever the topic is that I'm choosing. So some of them are words that you would definitely think of when you think about Ohio, and then there are other words that give you a little bit of a new insight.
Now, something I noticed about your books is that you have very vibrant pictures and illustrations,
right.
And I read that you are a photographer.
I am a photographer. I'm an artist. I was an art teacher many years ago, and so I've always been an artist, and I still paint. I did not make any of these illustrations because I don't have an artist portfolio that would be necessary to be an illustrator, and my style is far more abstract than what this publishing company would appreciate. But the books are very vibrant, and there are instances in this book and in probably all the books that have something to do with me. This picture is about the glacial grooves. The theme is about the glacial grooves. I was writing a story for a newspaper and took my grandson with me to go hiking at the Nelson Ledges and used this photo in my newspaper story. So when the illustrator needed an idea about how to illustrate the remnants of the glacier, I furnished him with this photo, and he, in fact, turned it around and used it. So I have credit for that in the beginning of the book.
Good, great.
So that's the Buckeye book. And from that Buckeye book, I had made a comment that I could write a whole book about inventors because there were so many times I could have chosen an invention or an inventor from Ohio for this book that I said, you know, I could write a whole book about inventions. And so
here it is.
Yes.
Eyes for Idea.
Yep.
Great.
So that's really how this one came about. And this book, I love the illustrations for because the woman who illustrated it is a university professor, and she teaches art education and art, and I would have illustrated it if I could have or would have in very much the same way. She follows the rhyme. This rhyme goes, E stands for elevator. It gives a safe ride when the doors open. Just step inside. And the illustration is right there. Feet are stepping inside. So she gets different points of perspective, and I love it. I just think that if you're going to use picture books, the picture book needs to be
and that's effective when children are reading it.
Right. And I just think picture books should be able to be used in an art medium, especially in
Absolutely.
An art class.
Now, you also write travel books, which
yep.
is kind of a different spin
yep.
on your authorship. Now, what would you say is the most difficult part about writing a travel book?
Well, keeping it up to date.
Okay.
And for my travel books, I started out as a travel writer. I didn't start my journalism career as a travel writer, but that was one of my early chapters. And then from being a travel writer and writing for magazines and newspapers, I ended up writing two different travel books. I do think that the hardest part is with all informational kind of content like that is getting it out while it's current and keeping
right.
it current. And as we all know, that changes.
Now, how do you determine whether a certain attraction in Ohio is perfect for your book? Do you actually go and
visit? I do all the research. I do a lot of research, and I do it first person. That's my, even when I visit the schools, I tell the kids, you know, when the first person research is the best.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't tell you that Graders has the best whatever, you know, cherry or whatever, chocolate ice cream cone, if I hadn't tasted it myself. So
that's good.
It's important to do all those taste tests, especially.
Yeah, I believe that. So now tell me a little bit about this Ohio State series that is sold to libraries.
Okay. It is from Heinemann Library. The publisher is Heinemann Library. And they have I have written an Ohio State series for them. It just came out in a newly revised edition. And generally, when I visit the schools, the libraries carry them, and the public libraries have them. When I visit the schools, oftentimes the local bookstores will carry the paperback editions. But it is a pretty expensive series for a family to purchase. So it's really a library.
These are travel?
No, they're not travel. Each book in this six-book series is on a different topic. One might be plants and animals. One might be unique places or unique things that make Ohio unique. People of Ohio, regions of Ohio, so that it really covers biology. And those books, I thought I knew a lot about Ohio until I write.
The name Buckeye Lady.
It does. I thought I knew a lot about Ohio until I wrote those books. So.
Okay, well, to sort of wrap it up, I have a couple questions.
Okay.
What would you write if you weren't writing travel books and children books? What's kind of one of your passions that you might want to write later, or an area that might surprise people?
I have lots of passions. I'm actually, what I didn't mention is that I'm writing a little baby board book about Ohio.
Okay.
I think it's going to be called My Little Ohio or My Ohio, and it's coming out in the spring from Sleeping Bear Press, but it's my first baby book. It's not that easy to write either.
Yeah,
but,
so you have to kind of prepare to write for a very young audience
it's hard for me to, I have to try this, all these little rhymes out on my two-year-old grandson, and if it doesn't work for him, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
My other passion, one passion that I really have now is helping people write their own stories and their personal histories. I kind of got into that from doing some writing about the Honor Flight. You might know about that program. To take veterans to Washington to visit their memorials.
Wow.
And so after hearing what some of these people, the stories that they have to share, I have really gotten involved in hearing everybody, as many people's stories as I can.
Right, right.
And helping them.
So then what is your favorite part overall about writing? In any genre, just writing as an art form.
The goal is to communicate something. So I think that my favorite part is getting it right when it all comes together, and you never know if that's the first time you put the words on the paper or the 25th time you put the words on the paper. Yeah. But I think that's it's just a spark that happens with any art form, I think, when you know you're on the right path.
Absolutely. All right, well, thank you for coming by.
My pleasure.
Schoenberg, the Buckeye Lady, author
Buckeye
of
Lady.
Several great books on Ohio. From the Center for the Study and Teaching of Writing, this is Writer's Talk, and thanks for listening. Remember, keep writing.